Welcome to Hey YA Extra Credit. Every other week, opposite the main Hey YA podcast, we'll bring you a short-form podcast of YA talk across a wide range of topics. I'm Tirza Price, and today I thought I would tell you about a couple of really madcap funny mysteries that I love. One of these is one that I've read recently, really enjoyed it, and it reminded me of another one of my like all-time favorite YA mystery reads that I feel like is not talked about enough. So I was like, okay, perfect excuse to tell you why I love both of these books. But before I dive in, let's hear from our first sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Avid Reader Press. So this next book is a really fun sounding mashup of different genres. There's a little time travel, a little romance, a little spy thriller action going on. So in the near future, a civil servant is offered the salary of her dreams and is shortly afterward told what project she'll be working on. A recently established government ministry is gathering quote unquote expats from across history to establish whether time travel is feasible for the body, but also for the fabric of space-time. This is an exquisitely original and feverishly fun fusion of genres and ideas. The Ministry of Time by Colleen Bradley asks, what does it mean to defy history when history is living in your house? Colleen Bradley's answer is a blazing, unforgettable testament to what we owe each other in a changing world. It kind of gives Outlander meets Cloud Atlas, or If the Time Traveler's Wife was written by Sally Rooney or Colson Whitehead. Make sure to check out The Ministry of Time by Colleen Bradley. And thanks again to Avid Reader Press for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Sourcebooks Landmark. So King Solomon says something very interesting to his son before he dies, and that is, quote, don't let the white man take the house, end quote. These, as I just mentioned, are King Solomon's last words to his son as he dies. Now, all four Solomon siblings must return to North Carolina to save the kingdom, their ancestral home, and 200 acres of land from a development company. Told in alternating viewpoints, Long After We Are Gone by Tara Shelton Harris is a searing portrait of the power of family and letting go of things that no longer serve you, exploring the burden of familial expectations, the detriment of miscommunication, and the lessons and legacies we pass on to our children. It's an explosive and emotional story of four siblings, each fighting their own personal battle, because who isn't, who return home in the wake of their father's death. Make sure to check out Long After We Are Gone by Tara Shelton Harris. And thanks again to Sourcebooks Landmark for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you about the book that I read most recently. It is Murder on a School Night by Kate Weston. It is a book from the UK. It was published, I believe, in the UK earlier this past year. Oh my gosh, it's 2024. It was published in 2023 here in the US, and I think it was published in the UK before that. But this book is so, so funny. It is about Carrie and Annie, and the book is told from the point of view of Carrie. These two have like big Booksmart energy. If you've seen the movie Booksmart, which is really great and funny, and it's very YA. These two are very similar. Annie is obsessed with mysteries and crime. She wants to be an investigator. And Carrie would like to be an investigative journalist. So they have, you know, close enough interests that they sort of align. But they differ in one key area mainly, in that like Carrie does not want to be in actual danger and Annie runs headfirst into it. These girls are also really a body positive, sex positive. They are very feminist. They talk about body parts and periods without shame, which is pretty funny. And also, you know, refreshing, because as it should be, you know. So the book starts out with Annie, who is kind of obsessed with being popular and being in with the popular crowd, angling to get them an invite to a popular girls' party. And she manages to do so. under not quite false pretenses, but somewhat dubious pretenses. And she drags Carrie along, even though Carrie would rather stay home and like literally do anything else. But Carrie is also intrigued by a new boy at their school who is very hot and who will also be at this party. So they end up at this party, and Annie and is, you know, off investigating, and Carrie is trying to flirt with this new boy. And Carrie inadvertently discovers the body of one of the popular girls who has been murdered at this party. And the method of murder is choking on a menstrual cup, which makes sense if you read the book. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but it's kind of a funny detail. And Annie is like, oh my gosh, we are on the case. We have got to investigate. And Carrie is like, no, wait, why? And so the two of them are sort of investigating this mystery alongside the police. And they're also investigating the popular people that they're, you know, supposedly trying to help. And it's shenanigans all around. And it's quite funny and quirky. But the stakes are raised when more people end up dead and period products are also left on their bodies. So I really enjoyed this book. I sort of buzzed right through it. It's a really fun mystery. I really liked the voice and the humor, and I loved Carrie and Annie as this sort of like misfit outcast duo who are solving crimes, sort of right about the things that they're investigating, sometimes hilariously wrong about the things they're investigating. And it was just really funny. So that is Murder on a School Night by Kate Weston. And I just looked it up, and there does appear to be a second book coming out potentially later this year. I have yet to figure out if it's coming out in the US, but it looks like it's coming out in the UK in 2024. So I'm definitely going to be keeping my eyes open for that. My next pick is an older book. It came out in 2015 originally, but it's, oh my gosh, that makes, it's almost 10 years old, which, wow. And it is so funny and good, and I love it so much. So I always use any excuse to talk about it, and I think it's a really good read-alike if you do read Murder on a School Night. It is Trouble is a Friend of Mine by Stephanie Trombley. And it's actually the first in a trilogy. The second book is Trouble Never Sleeps, and the third book is Trouble Makes a Comeback. And I highly recommend all three of them. But we'll start you off with Trouble is a Friend of Mine. So it is about Zoe, and she has grown up in New York City, and her parents are recently divorced. And so she moves upstate with her mom to live in this small town, and she's not super enthused by it. You know, she's not really a big fan of her dad, but she's thinking, man, living with my dad would mean that I could not be stuck in this small town. And she's also very anxious. She wants to get into Princeton, and she feels like, how can I get into Princeton if I'm going to high school at this small town? Starting school, she also wants to be popular and well-liked, but things do not bode well for her popularity, because first off, the school's sort of weirdo befriends her. His name is Philip Digby. He mostly just goes by Digby, and he is sort of abrasive, sort of annoying, and he doesn't take no for an answer. And he shows up at her door one day, and he's just knocking and ringing the doorbell incessantly to get her attention. And she's like, what do you want? Like, I don't even know you. And he's like, okay, you're new in town. He calls her Princeton because he knows that she wants to get into Princeton. And he tells her about a kidnapping of a local teenage girl. And, you know, Zoe's kind of like, so, like, why should I care? Like, you're not the kidnapper, are you? And he's like, no, you have to investigate this kidnapping with me. You're going to help me. Because as it comes about, his sister was kidnapped some years earlier, and her kidnapper was never found. She was never found either. And so obviously this has had quite the impact on Digby. But Digby's kind of like, I don't want to talk about it. We just have to find this this new kidnapped girl, and maybe it will lead to answers about my sister. And so they have this really great sort of push and pull relationship where Zoe's kind of like, oh, you're annoying, go away. But at the same time, she's very, very intrigued by him and curious. And he is like pushing the envelope. Like there is no line or that he won't cross or rule that he won't break to find answers. And so they go on this like very, again, madcap, shenanigan filled adventure to try and figure out what happened to this missing girl and if it's connected to the mystery of Digby's sister. I was laughing so hard in this book. The banter is fantastic. There's also some really, really great tension between Zoe and Digby, where as annoying as she finds him initially, she's kind of attracted to him. And then throughout the trilogy, they have this like really great tension and chemistry that builds. This is such a fantastic series. Again, it's one of my favorite contemporary YA mystery series of all time. I'm always recommending this. So thank you for, you know, listening and indulging me, because if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, I've probably talked about this book before, but it's been a while. So this is your reminder to pick up Trouble is a Friend of Mine by Stephanie Trombley. And that is it for me today. Thank you so much to today's sponsor for making the show possible. And thank you to Caitlin Brame for making Hey YA sound great. You can follow me. I'm hanging out on Instagram and on Threads these days at Tears of Price. Until next week, when Erica and I will be back, I hope you have a great week and enjoy some great books. Happy reading.